The goddess Diana was well known throughout the ancient world. Her Greek counterpart, the fierce Artemis, was patroness of the hunt. Diana developed differently in Rome, being not only a huntress, but associated with the moon and an assistant in childbirth as well. She and her brother Apollo represented and watched over the youth of Rome. Celebrated sometime in the summer, Diana was often written about in poem and in song. Many poets wrote hymns for gods and goddesses, including the Roman poet Catullus. He crafted his poem 34 in honor of Diana. While unexpected among his love poems, this hymn may have been commissioned not long after the year 58 BC. It was in this year that the grain supply of Rome was reorganized under the Lex Claudia, and Delos was made exempt from tax through the Lex Gabinia Calpurnia. The poem is structured into 6 stanzas, with 4 lines each. The first stanza is an introduction of the one singing to Diana. The second speaks of the goddess's ancestry, while the third brings up her spheres of influence. The fourth stanza brings up her numerous identities, as was common in ancient Rome. The fifth takes one of these aspects and explains her role. And the last stanza is a prayer that the goddess will continue to bless and protect the people of Rome. Each stanza is then composed of 3 lines of glyconics and 1 of Ferrocratian meter, which you can hear in the phrase, "Under the bridge, over the hill." Even though it is suggested that a chorus of boys and girls sung this, and hymns were usually performed in some way, there is no indication of this actually happening, and so this poem was more likely to have simply been read aloud. Catullus does an excellent job of combining Greek anthropomorphism with the feeling of Roman religion in describing Diana. It was traditional in hymns to mention the different attributes of a god or a goddess, and for Diana, she has a few. As mentioned before, her titles are spoken of in stanza 4, they being Lucina, Juno, Trivia, and Luna. I find this idea of pagan religion to be very fascinating. In our culture today, we have one god that is ruler of all, but in Greek and Roman times, there were many different figures that occupied certain aspects of living. When the Romans adapted the Greek deities, they redefined them, and so many characteristics were attributed to one god or goddess, as we see with Diana. She is the goddess of the hunt, but then also of childbirth. These two things are wildly different, and yet the same goddess represents them. Something else interesting mentioned in Kenneth Quinn's commentary is the questioning of how Diana could be called Lucina Juno. He says that etymologist and antiquarian Varro identifies Diana with Juno in regards to the aspect of childbirth. But it is quite strange for a poet to tell Diana that she is also a completely different goddess. Juno, unlike Trivia and Luna, was not regularly identified with Diana, but it is assumed that the Greek goddess Artemis had absorbed the goddess of childbirth, Alithia. And so when the Romans took over the Greek deities and merged them with their own, Lucina Juno became identified with Diana. I'm going to recite my own translation first and then follow with the poem in Latin. We are in faith of Diana, the untouched girls and boys. We, the virgin girls and boys, sing about Diana. O daughter of Latona, the great offspring of the most powerful Jove, who, near a Delian olive tree, gave birth, so that you could be the mistress of mountains, of the green forests, and of the secluded rough woodland broken with glades, and of the roaring rivers. You are called Lucina Juno by the women suffering pain and labor. You are called powerful Trivia, and you are called Luna by your borrowed light. You, goddess, in your monthly course, measure the yearly journey. You fill the rural house of the farmer with good crops. Be holy by whatever name is pleasing to you, and have been accustomed to before. Preserve the people of Romulus with good power. And then here is Catullus's poem. Dianae sumus infidae, puellae et puerin tigrae. Dianam puerin tigre, puellaque canamus, O Latonia, maximi magna pro genies Iovis, quam mater prope deliam deposivit olivam, montium dominaut fores salvarumque virentium, saltuumque reconditorum omniumque sonantum. Tu lucina dolentibus, uno dicta puerperis, tu potens triviaet nothoes dicta lumine luna, tu cursu dea menstruo metiens iter annuum rustica agricolae bonis, tecta frugibus ex plais. Sis quocumque tibi placet, sancta nomine Romulique antique ut, solitaes bona, sospites ope gentem.